The census can have far-reaching implications. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jay Zagorski, economist and research scientist at The Ohio State University, explores why we should care about bean counting our population.
The U.S. Census Bureau's director, John Thompson, recently resigned. Why should you care about the resignation of a Washington bean counter who was asking for more taxpayer money to fund the 2020 census? The resignation is important because the census helps determine which party controls Congress, since House seats are distributed based on population. A quick and cheap census counts easy-to-find people whose votes skew Republican. A thorough, costly census picks up harder-to-find minorities and non-English speakers. These voters skew Democratic. Given the country's polarization, small differences in representation matter. The census is done each decade using the country's most accurate mailing list. This contains the address for almost every residence. However, the list doesn't tell officials who or how many people live in each home. To find out, the Bureau sends out forms to every address. If a form isn't returned, staff first call and then make personal visits. These follow-ups are becoming more complicated and expensive as Americans switch from landlines tied to physical addresses to unattached mobile phones. Census staff also tally the homeless, people living on boats, even the overseas military. These extraordinary efforts cost money. The 2010 effort cost $12.5 billion, or about $40 a person. Congress's goal is to spend the same amount for 2020. Keeping the cost the same actually means a shrinking budget because of inflation. Inflation has risen 13% since the last census, and we still have 3 years to go. In 2020, the census will try and contact every person in the United States. And there's something simple you can do to save the government money and ensure support for your favorite political party. Just fill in the form when asked.
That was Jay Zagorski of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. I'm counting all